Hi, everybody. It's David Allison from Megadeth here, and you are watching CMS TV.
It's some Canadian rock for you. Coney Hatch with Devil's Deck.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I always like Coney Hatch. He's one of those bands that, you know, they're just kind of flew under the radar. They were just sort of there. The kind of, I don't know how to explain them. They're just a straight ahead rock band. You know,
they're good. I'm going to be honest. I didn't know anything about Coney Hatch until literally I joined the CMS. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, I'd never even heard of them.
Yeah.
And you played them, and then I went back and listened to like all their albums. They're good. They're like a lot of those Canadian bands that we really didn't get here. Like Kim Mitchell's another one that
Kick Axe.
I mean, that's
another band I like, Kick Axe.
Yeah, Annihilator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's a bunch. For some reason, Canadian bands just never resonated in the 80s here.
Helix.
Yeah, Helix, another good one.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. We got to be friendly with several of those bands, actually. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because we actually played them on the show.
Yeah, and they were like surprised that American people would play their shit.
We remember we had the guys, various members of Kick Axe on the show, mm-hmm. you know, basically for Snake Eyes 7 and Kick Axe when they released their new album and released that unreleased number 4 album or
right.
3, was it number 3?
I think it's number 3.
Yeah, that didn't the previously unreleased, and then we did the Snake Eyes 7, and then you know, we got to be friendly with Brian Vollmer,
mm-hmm.
with the Helix. He liked talking to us and coming on the show. I went out and hung out with him on a couple of occasions.
Sure.
And I know Coney Hatch has been, you know, sporadically doing things. They released an album like a few years ago, and I think we never got a chance to get them on the show.
We were like scheduled, and then it didn't happen.
Yeah, I know, something happened there, but we were gonna talk to the guys in Coney Hatch.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're gonna talk to Coney, right?
Yeah, you know, Leonard from Leonard Skinner.
Yeah. His good buddy Coney from Coney Hatch.
Right, exactly. All right. So what do you have now?
Let's talk some Pantera.
Okay.
Pantera hit the stage last night for the first time in 20 years. Sort of.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at this Pantera thing the same way that I'm looking at the Wasp thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get a show of Pantera music.
Yes. They're calling it Pantera. They're not calling it a tribute. They're calling it Pantera. They better fucking not try and record any new music under the name Pantera. That will be sacrilege.
Right.
Dude, I was in such a weird place last night. So last night I was laying in bed because I really, like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm not feeling that good. So I was just kind of laying around. But I was getting metal thrown at me left and right. So in one thread on my texts, I was getting videos from the Tough shows.
Okay. 'Cause
Tough is, Stevie's out this way, and Tough's playing some shows here in Ohio this weekend.
Right.
So I was getting Tough videos in one thread. You were sending me Wasp and Armored Saint videos in another
mm-hmm.
thread.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Toomey hit me up with a live stream of the Pantera set.
Okay.
So I literally had my phone, my iPad, and my laptop all kind of situated around me, and I'm watching all these different things on different devices as they were happening. So
would that be considered a fistful of metal?
It was a fistful of metal and other things. Because believe me, I felt like jerking off with all that good metal going on. That's for sure. But it was cool. You know, it was cool to be immersed in music, in live music, even though I wasn't actually at anything yesterday. You know, but the Pantera, The Pantera, I watched pretty much all the way through. I mean, it broke up for a minute and then it came back, and it was a spotty connection, but I watched pretty much the whole thing.
Okay.
And I will tell you, I was skeptical going in. Honestly, I mean, I just was like, man, you're not going to have the Abbott brothers up there. How are you going to pull this off? How is Zach going to do? How is Charlie going to do? How is Phil going to sound? Because he hasn't sounded great on the last several tours, you know, with the Illegals and whatnot. But all was good, man. They played a great set. They played everything that you would want. Played some surprising stuff, like Use My Third Arm snuck into it, which I was like, wow, that's a pretty deep track. Yesterday Don't Mean Shit, which I didn't expect to hear, but that was the one that they pulled from that album. Drag the Waters they played, which that was a little bit surprising. I think they played Drag the Waters. But overall, it was a good, from watching it, you know, on a phone or from a phone, basically.
Right.
It looked pretty good. They did a nice job tributizing Diamond and Vinny. You know, they did a nice little tribute where they kind of played the intro to Cemetery Gates while showing a video of them, you know, goofing around. And then that led into Planet Caravan, like a somber number that was really kind of just to show the video of mm-hmm. Dimebag and Vince. And, but overall it was cool and it sounded good. And I will say up front, they downtuned, you know, and that's fine because, you know, again, it made Phil sound better. Phil wasn't screeching.
He wasn't straining to try to recapture the vocals.
Yeah. So it at least for the first night, it went off very well. I thought Zakk Wylde did a great job standing in. I mean, I saw all the complaining online today that he doesn't play the shit note perfect and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, Dimebag never played note perfect. So, you know, it really was one of those. It was one of those shows that just, I don't know, if you're a fan, you liked it. If you're not, if you're looking to bitch, you'll bitch, I guess. So
did Zakk Wylde bring his BLS look to him, or does he
have? Oh, no, he looks BLS-y. He's definitely looks like he got off his bike to come and play the show.
Sure.
You know, he's not changing who he is, but he's playing through Dimebag's, like he's playing the guitar that Dime gave him. He's playing, I believe, through Dimebag's amps. That's right. He has Dimebag's tech,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's as close to Dimebag as you could get, I guess. And Charlie is playing through Vinny's kit, and it sounds it. I mean, it really sounds Pantera-y on the drums. And the rest of the band said, you know, Philip sounded good. Rex sounded good.
He sounded like Rex.
He sounded like Rex thumping away.
Your favorite guy, Rex.
I got nothing. I don't want to every time I talk about him be like, that fucking asshole. But, you know, he showed up. He did his job. So we'll say that. So I have a couple of videos so that you could get a taste, so people could get a taste.
Well, before you jump into that real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Alan Killcaller, you're on the air.
That's pretty high price, Chris, for a guy you hate.
I don't like him.
Well, yeah. Did you guys see this week, and I know you're going to have something to say about this before we listen to the clips. Did you guys see this week that it was either Charlie or one of the guys said, new music's a possibility, man.
I saw it.
Yeah.
They better not call it Pantera or you will get a fucking mutiny.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, anyway, I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. You know, it's Phil needs to lay off the bongs and then it'll probably be all right. Halen Kill.
You stink and I don't like you.
A little Jim Norton for you.
Yeah, I did see that they said that they're talking about potentially doing it. And I'm like, ugh, do not call it Pantera. You cannot have Pantera without Dime and Vince.
I agree. It's just, I mean, I appreciate the fact that they're out there doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because Phil and Rex obviously have a right to play those songs.
Right.
And like I said, to me, this is not Pantera. You get to go for an evening of Pantera music.
Yeah. Do it like Heaven and Hell did.
Yeah, exactly.
Pick a song, Cowboys from Hell, probably. That's the name of the band, so everybody knows who it is. But do that. Do not call it Pantera. Call it We're Cowboys from Hell.
Or and here's, call it Operation Mindcrime.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Perfect.
No, I mean for those guys to call
it. Oh, yeah, why not? Sure. Call it Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Exactly.
That'd be great if they just named it something completely ridiculous.
That's funny.
Call it Love Gun. Tribute to Pantera.
Right. They were Kiss fans.
They were Kiss fans. I believe they're both buried in Kiss caskets.
Yes.
So, yeah, but anyway, so I have a couple of videos here. One of them is Cowboys from Hell, and I forget what this one is. But we'll play it and we'll see so that you can get a taste. So this is Pantera from last night in Mexico. Look at all the fucking cameras.
I know. I was waiting for you to stop it because I was like, it's just a sea of phones.
It's all phones.
It's all a sea of phones.
Yeah.
That is just the weirdest goddamn phenomenon.
It is weird. Because nobody's going to ever watch this shit again. I mean, we're playing it now, but I mean, it is weird, but.
Well, I'm glad whoever shot this video knows how to actually hold a phone fairly still.
Yeah.
Did you notice my videos from last night?
Yeah, they were pretty still.
I hate the people who do this.
Yeah. I know. I can't stand that either, but.
It's like, what are you doing? Just stand still. You know, it's like.
Yeah, just hold still and shoot your shit and don't try to shoot for fucking 3 hours, you know, shoot 30 seconds and out.
Yeah.
You know, but what do you think? They sound good, right?
Yeah. Look at Phil wearing the short pants again.
Yeah.
He's doing the 90s Phil.
Yeah, he's doing, I mean, dude, they sounded like Pantera. They looked like Pantera.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I agree.
Not bad. All right. Here's some more Walk. I would just like to point out, and everybody can watch the cameras on this one, the audience. The audience is doing the fist pumping too, but with their cameras.
Yeah.
So what I'm seeing is 10,000 shitty videos being shot as the cameras bounce around. Watch, I'm going to back it up just a little bit to when Phil starts out. Watch the audience, not Phil. Yeah, watch. Every camera is bouncing up and down, so every video is shit. Every single video in this crowd.
The other one is when people shoot their videos like this.
I know.
It's like this, people. Yeah. It's not like this.
Unfortunately, that is the TikTok Instagram model now.
Stupid.
But all right, check it. But watch the phones bouncing.
Oh, and the other thing is I like that they brought out the old Pantera, flaming Pantera.
Yeah, I do like that too.
That was pretty badass. Yeah. I like
lots of flames in this show. That's for sure.
Well, it's a Wasp show after all.
Yeah, that's right.
It is a big stadium arena show.
That's right. Yeah, it's the same price, same setup, probably same set designer. It's Wasp. All right, here we go. Watch the phones. good, right?
Zach had to throw his Zach.
Oh, yeah.
He always got to throw that little.
Hey, that's his deal.
I know it is, but you could refrain when you're playing Pantera music, okay?
But Dime used to do it too.
But
not this song.
I mean, Zach is like known for way overdoing that.
Sure. Dude, he's just happy to be there. I saw,
of course, why wouldn't he be?
Yeah, I saw a video of him, like they were walking to the stage, like right before they went on. And it's like all the guys are walking to the stage and Zach's there with the camera, holding his phone in front of him, filming himself walking to the fucking stage because he was all pumped up. It's just fun. They're having fun and I love it. I cannot wait for this tour.
Now, where was this? Was this just Pantera or was this part of a thing?
This was a festival. It was, okay. I think the headliners were Pantera, Judas Priest, and Scorpions, I think.
Oh, wow. That's a nice package.
Yeah, it was a big festival, something in Chile, Monterey Festival or something. It was a big one. And I know Scorpions, on other videos I saw, there's like a stage next to this one, and it had a big old Scorpions curtain in front of it.
Pay some respect. It's Scorpions.
The Scorpions.
Scorpions.
Just Scorpions, not the Scorpions.
Scorpions.
I don't want to say the. Because as you remember, Big Mike told us, there's no the in Scorpions.
Scorpions.
That's right. All right, here's some more Walk. Here we go. I do like the fucking I do like the flaming Pantera thing a lot.
I noticed that right away.
Yeah, that's just fucking good.
Like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sound great.
Yeah, they sound really good. Do you want to hear the solo or do you want to not?
No, just keep playing. I'm enjoying this. It's like I'm there.
It's like I'm there, man.
And I gotta give whoever shot this video a damn good phone.
Yeah, they did a good job with this. I mean
the audio, the ambient audio that they're obviously picking up and the video is pretty damn clear.
Yep. I believe me when I tell you, I spent a good 2 hours looking for the right video to use tonight because most of it was just dog shit.
Yeah, it was garbage. It was one of those people doing this.
Yeah, and a lot of that. Or the guy singing, the guy that's holding the phone singing, so all you hear is him.
Right.
You know, that too. So, all right, we'll play through the solo. Here we go.
All right.
Not bad, right?
Did he yell out, "No way, you fucking punk"?
Yeah, he did. That's the Pantera way, man.
it's just so funny. Phil is just a brutal son of a bitch, man.
Dude, he's the best.
Of all the guys who, if you want to call Black Sabbath the godfathers of heavy metal,
mm-hmm.
and obviously, and this is a discussion that's been made over the decades, but Pantera ushered in that whole new genre of more brutal metal.
Oh yeah, certainly. You know, did.
And Phil is an icon when it comes to that style of just in your face, just kick you in the nuts, bloody your nose.
Yeah.
You know,
just does not give no fucks given from Phil Anselmo.
And the thing is, you know, again, I've never met Phil. I know, you know him all, but still, I'm surprised that he's still living.
I am too. I mean, from knowing him back in the day, he's a different guy. Look, this is going to be shocking from me. So strap in, folks. I'm about to say something that I don't think any of you ever thought I would say. I'm going to give a wife credit here. Because Philip got married. His wife's name is Kate. And she is awesome. She is the nicest person in rock and metal. But she really turned him around.
That's good.
He was a straight up fucking disaster until he met Kate. And once he got with Kate, he got himself clean. I don't know that she made him get clean necessarily, or if it was time for him to get clean and he knew it, or he scared himself or something. I don't know. But I know immediately after he met up with Kate and he married Kate, he was a different dude. And I mean, I've done parties. I've partied with this dude. I've partied with Pantera a number of times, you know, 8-9 times that I've partied with those guys, like really threw down. And there were moments, the infamous Pantera meet and greet being one of them, where Phil just wandered off and got himself loaded on junk and didn't know where he was. I mean, he was sitting there signing shit. He had no idea where he was. He was wearing sunglasses inside. He had a fucking cut in his head where he'd banged his microphone off his head and fucking split it open the night before. And he was obliterated on junk, just completely obliterated. Didn't talk to anybody, nothing. And when I saw him on that, I was like, oh boy, this dude is in bad shape. But he's in good shape. It seems like he's a lot better now. I know when I the interviews that I've done with him have been fun lately. You know, I've done 3 or 4 in the last like 4 years, and they've been fun. And obviously Phil shot the little video for me for about my book, which was really, really nice of him to do, you know. But just talking to him, he's a different dude. He did a video for John's stepson, Dominic, at one point. Mm-hmm. I just asked him to send a message for Dominic and he did. And he's a different dude, man. He's family friendly Pantera, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, good to see you, friends.
Yeah. Good to see you, friends.
Good to see you, Terra family.
That's right. What's up with my Terra disciples here, huh?
Right. Now Bob Nalbandian, our good friend, Bob Nalbandian.
Yeah.
You know, when I've attended NAMM, you know, Bob knows everybody, and sure, he knows your buddy Rex.
Okay.
And I've you know, run into Rex a couple of times at NAMM.
Sure.
And for a guy who's my age, man, that guy's a wreck.
This is going to be one of the interesting things with Pantera as it's constituted right now. This is going to be the first time ever that it's a sober Pantera anywhere.
Oh yeah. Where did you hear that?
Well, I know that. I know none of them drink.
All right.
I mean, Rex had to quit drinking because his liver was failing.
Yeah. I mean, he looks it. I mean, he's got the old man leathery skin going on, and the gray teeth and the thin hair, and just a feeble looking guy who's just barely 60.
Yeah. I mean, I know he's not drinking anymore. Philip is sober. I mean, I know Phil's probably still smoking 400 pounds of pot, but you know, he's not drinking anymore. I do know that he's not drinking anymore. Zach can't because of his health things. And I don't know Charlie's status, honestly, but I've never heard of a Charlie Benanti drinking thing.
Charlie always looks pretty healthy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he probably has drank in the past or drinks some, but I don't think he's like a, all right, brothers, let's go. It's going to be different without Dimebag being the ringleader, because I'm telling you, you could not go in a room. Dude, Dimebag knew me peripherally. He didn't know me, like, hey, buddy, what's up, man? You know, he didn't call me just to see what was going on. Like, when I would see him, he'd be like, hey, what's up there, big brother? You know, he was that guy. And, but yet you couldn't come in a room without him handing you a drink.
Right.
It just didn't happen. You'd walk in a room and be like, gotta get your pull, man. Gotta get your pull. And he'd fucking hand you a fucking black tooth grin.
Sure.
That was Dime. And now there's not that guy in this band and a bunch of guys that have to be healthy, that have to probably work on being healthy.
Right.
So that'll be interesting to see. And maybe that's a good thing. You know, not that I'm trying to say there's anything good about Dime and Vince not being there, but it may be good for the life of these guys that they can do this without drinking their faces off again.
Look at that. Look at that stack of amps behind them.
Yeah, it's awesome. Dude, it's just, I'm so pumped. I can't believe I got to wait 50 fucking weeks. You know, I'm ready to go now. I'm ready to go next week. I'm
watching it now.
Yeah, well, I mean, believe me, I'll be watching these videos over and over and over now. But you know, I'm pumped. So, all right. Well, that was Walk. You want to see Cowboys from Hell?
Yeah, let's see more. I want to see more Pantera. I mean, when you know, obviously you and Rock and Randy ventured away from the Rhodes Arena when they played with Sebastian Bach. And
that's right. Max.
I was at that show. I think this was before I knew you, actually. So
yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
But I was at that show.
Yeah. And Randy were hammered. Oh my God.
He ended up all the way down in Canton at Sadie Renee's.
Yeah. With Randy singing with Pantera. That was the fucking weirdest thing.
It was not a huge place and they had a low ceiling.
Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Dude, that was such a weird, Randy and I went down to the venue at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We get there and we just meet up with the band and started partying. It was supposed to be, wasn't even supposed to be an interview. It was just hanging out. They just, I think Phil hit me up. I was like, hey, come on down. Are you coming, brother? And I was like, yeah. So we went down there and we started partying with these guys. We got hammered with Sebastian and Charlie was in there and Scott Ian was in there and John Bush was in there and some roadies were in there and Dime was in there and Vinny was in there. I mean, we were just partying. And then, we went out and I ain't gonna lie. We went to our seats and I literally was like coming off of a really, really, really bad buzz because I was fucking trashed.
Yeah. I remember that show though.
It was fun. But then at the end of it, we had been, while we were partying, Dime had said that they were going to Sadie Renee's after.
Well, do you know how that even came to be that they went from Akron down to Canton to go to Sadie Renee's?
They had it worked out somehow because at Sadie Renee's was a Pantera tribute band that was playing that night.
Okay.
And somehow, I don't know if the Pantera guys knew the guys from the tribute or what, but they had it worked out to where they were going to come and they were supposed to sit in and do like two songs with the Pantera tribute band. Well, when we got there, it turned into an entire jam. Like, you know, Vinny and Dimebag were on stage playing with the Pantera tribute band. And then at some point, Dimebag sees me and Randy standing off on the side of the stage. And he looks at Randy and he's like, David Lee, David Lee.
I remember that story.
And he's calling, he's thought Randy was probably because he was hammered. He's like, he thought Randy looked like David Lee Roth.
Right.
So he kept calling him David Lee and he brought him up to the stage. And then Randy sang two songs with him. I forget what the two, probably a Van Halen song. And I don't remember what the second song was, but Randy ended up singing with Pantera. It was the craziest shit ever, man.
Yeah. Well, good memories, man.
Oh man. Too many memories with those guys.
Yeah, just the fact that they left. you know, the Rhodes Arena at Akron and drove mm-hmm. down the Canton. I know it's not that far. It's like 12, 15 miles, but
yeah, but they still did it.
They still did it and went to this little club.
Yeah.
That has sticky carpeting and a low ceiling and, you know, a little trashy stage.
Yeah. And they came in and rocked the place.
Yeah. That's funny, man.
It was so much fun, man. I mean, so many good memories with those guys. That's why it always, that's why it pains me. That's why I was so apprehensive about this tour. Cause I was like, man, I don't know how you do this without those two guys. They were the band. You know, and I mean, and that's coming from a guy that's friends with Phil. You know, as a friend of Phil's, I still look at Diamond Vince as the band.
Sure.
You know, Phil could have been replaced. He was replaced. And bravo to the brothers for calling it something else. They could have called it Pantera. They didn't. They gave it a new name.
Yep.
You know,
it's a whole new thing, man.
Yeah. Which makes it. Oh, go ahead.
Alan Killcaller, you're on the air.
Hey, Kill Boy, this is Jackal.
What's up, Jim?
How's it going? I got one question.
Sure.
What happened to the rule of no cameras, you know, with all these people with these phones and shit now? I mean, I remember going to shows way back when they searched you for a fucking camera.
Yeah, but it was a camera. It's not a phone.
You know? Yeah, but I mean, people could take this shit and upload it on YouTube and everything. Yeah,
but since they incorporated cameras into phones now, it's just like you can't take your phone in here.
Well, and not only that, most of these festivals do digital tickets now. You have to have your phone to get in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, and I can't even do that. I still need either to print it off or have an actual ticket. Me, the old school fuck.
Well, you know, Night Demon does not require digital tickets.
No, that's how Night Demon doesn't require a ticket.
That's right. Nice.
All right. I was just curious on that because, I mean, I just remember all the shows I went to in the 70s and 80s, and, you know, you couldn't do shit.
Yeah.
You went in, you enjoyed the show.
Well, now you take it home. You take bad video home with you now.
I guess. All right, boys. I just wanted to find out about that shit. Hail and Kill. Fuck you, pal. Hand job. And fuck that asshole Thayer.
Fuck you, pal.
Exactly. You've been working on your soundboard over there?
Yeah, I figured out how to do it through StreamYard.
Nice.
So, yeah, I have all the good ones here.
Are your tunes hummable?
Thank you, Larry King.
I have them all.
Thank you, man.
All right, let's get some Pantera here.
All right.
This is Cowboys from Hell. Which one is it? Where is it? This one. Here we go. Come on, that fucking rules, man.
here's the other thing.
Yeah.
This stage setup they have,
mm-hmm.
this was put together and designed to correlate with the music, obviously, with with the program lighting and the, the little backdrop and all that other stuff. Yeah. They've been working on this for at least a year.
Oh yeah, I would say so.
You know, and the fact that it came off so flawlessly, especially in such a large setting as this festival thing.
Yeah.
Is this the first show?
First show last night. Shit.
Yeah. How long do you think they've been rehearsing?
I think only 2 weeks that they've been rehearsing together.
Really? Only 2 weeks?
Yeah. But they've been, they've known about this and they've each been like, I saw a post, a social post from Carla Harvey from the Butcher Babies, who's married to, Charlie.
Okay.
And she said that he's been playing these songs like every day for months.
Well, see, that's kind of what you're kind of answering my question.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, this wasn't just, you know, well, let's get together and knock a few tunes around and let's go out and do this. No, this was put together very well.
Yeah, it's done well. And, you know, I mean, everybody looks like they got themselves into peak shape. You know, everybody looks like they're healthy and yeah, they're bringing it. And why not? They're going out on the biggest tour of the next 2 years, you know, and for them, you know, it's funny because I've seen a bunch of people online that are bitching.
What are they bitching about? What's the problem?
That they shouldn't be opening for Metallica. And
why Metallica? They're not bigger than Metallica. Pantera has never been bigger than Metallica. Never.
They might have been on par for a minute on the reload time when Pantera was on Far Beyond Driven and Metallica was doing Reload at the same time. They were close. I think Metallica was still bigger, but to me, this is a no lose situation. Pantera has to play one show a week. They're going to play in front of as many people as they would playing five shows in that week. You know, I mean, 60,000, 70,000 people. If Pantera goes out on tour by themselves, they're playing to 15,000 people. Like they're playing Blossom Music Center type venues. Don't you think?
As a headliner?
Yeah.
Without any support act.
Well, depending on who the sport act is, but I think they would be a amphitheater type of a show.
Okay.
And now they go out with Metallica. They're going to play five shows worth of people once a week. They're going to play on the absolute top of the line equipment known to man. They don't have to foot any of the cost of that.
Yeah.
And these guys, you know, I mean, the other big part of it is that Charlie and Zach have other bands that they got to play in. You know, Anthrax is going to be out there touring, and I'd imagine so is BLS. So this is like the perfect setup for Pantera.
Here's the other thing. Why do people care?
Well, because it's social media. You got to bitch.
Well, go enjoy.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm going and enjoying it.
Just go and enjoy it.
Yeah. I can't wait.
When was the last time we heard Pantera music played live? 96? 98? No,
2001.
Was it been that late?
Yeah, it was that. Right, last tour was 2001.
21 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and there's some fans out there that weren't even born then or were just babies then.
Yeah.
What are you bitching about? It's been 21 years since you've heard Pantera music, aside from what Phil has done with his, you know,
with the illegals or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. When he just goes out there and throws out a few random Pantera songs in a set or something, but you're getting a full Pantera set. Yeah. Why do you care?
Yeah, I know that's one of the what you mentioned as far as people never seeing it before. Me and John are both chomping at the bit to take Steph's kid Dominic with us to go. Cause he's never seen it, but he loves Pantera.
Yeah.
So we can't wait to get him, you know, to get him out there to see this for the first time.
Yeah. Why do you care?
Go enjoy
the show.
Or don't go. Stop whining about it. Just don't go. Trust me, you fucking whiners. As a Pantera fan, you can say anything you want. You ain't going to get me not to go. I'm going. So you're not going to you're not going to change my opinion of these shows. Fuck off. You
fucks.
Yeah. You want some more Cowboys?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go. is going to be badass.
Well, I'm going to, you know, again, I'm more of an aesthetics guy.
Sure.
And I'm looking at what's going on up there. Whoever put this whole stage production together.
Sure.
They spent some money.
Oh yeah. This isn't cheap.
Now whoever put the money up, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's a promoter or a management company or whatever, you know, obviously they got a deal where they're going to make their money back, but they put some time and money into designing the stage setup to work the way it's working. I mean, if you look at it and you look at that Pantera sign, mm-hmm. and you know, look at the stage drops and the you know, the pyro and all this stuff all timed out, it's all programmed, it's all mm-hmm. computerized, it's, you know, and they had to work this out way ahead of time to make it work in concert with each other. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad whoever did this probably did the Wasp design because it's very similar to what I saw last night.
I actually think that this is McGee. I think it's McGee Management. I'm pretty sure it is.
Well, if it is, I mean, he's been managing Kiss forever, and Kiss does this kind of shit.
And I mean, he managed putting them back together.
Yeah.
And getting them out there and making a shit ton of money.
Yeah. So this is a Blackie. I like your brother. This is an arena show.
Yeah.
This is an arena show. This is the big bombastic over the top lights, fire, you know, multimedia video, you know, the whole shit that's an arena show,
right? What you saw last night wasn't?
No, I'm afraid not.
All right, here's some more Pantera. Play a little more. Fucking right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look at all the flames and the big Pantera sign. And
I know it's great.
Smoking, man.
It's a real show.
That's a show.
Hell yeah. Hate to tell Metallica, but they better step up their game.
Well, and that's the whole thing is, you know, we've talked about this a million times, that there's not a modern band that can hold a candle to this.
No.
You know, you just don't get excited about anybody current.
No.
Oh man, gotta go see those fucking guys. You mm-hmm. know, it's just like, holy shit, this is, it makes me smile because it's like, yeah, this is the era right here.
Yeah. Well, maybe me and you should go to this in Chicago.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, is it going to be as good in the outdoor? You know,
is outdoor.
Well, I understand. Is this a stadium or what is this?
This is a big old, I guess a stadium. I don't know. I mean, somewhere big enough to hold 100,000 people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, badass. and at Chicago, it's Soldier Field.
Yeah. That's badass, man. I like it.
Of course, we may not still be alive by the time the Chicago show crawls around in August of 2024, but
sure.
You know, if you want to go, I'll go.
I'd do it. Sure. Dude,
well, let's get some tickets. Let's go. I'll go. Normally I don't take to go into two shows on the same tour, but I think in this one with 11 months in between or whatever, I think I can swing it.
That's a goodie.
Yeah. So there you have it. Pantera debuts without Vince and Diamond. It looks pretty fucking good to me.
Well, to me, you know, the performance obviously is good.
Yeah.
But again, to me, it's a night of Pantera music.
Yeah.
It's not Pantera.
No.
But it is a night of Pantera music. It pays homage to Pantera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I'm with you. I can't see it the same as I see the Vinny and Dime years, but I sure as fuck won't miss it either. I can't wait to see it. I just hate that I got to wait 50 fucking weeks before there's even one close to me.
Well, I like I said, I bought those Wasp tickets back in January, and I finally got to see them last night. So,
right.
I mean, I waited all year.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I'll be waiting ever so patiently for this Detroit show.
Yeah. I got a text from Taylor.
Yeah.
She said, Wasp Night 2 was great. Made a chunky girl cry. Was chatting with some girl around my age while I was getting a drink. This was her second show ever.
Okay.
She was alone. Huge Wasp fan. Told her to follow me. I had a spot in the front row. She was so happy to see the band that close. She started crying.
Nice.
So there you go. Wasp made a chunky girl cry.
Oh, that's good.
I wonder if it was one of the models that got turned away from that club in LA.
Maybe this is where she went, was to the Wasp show after she didn't get into the club.
Exactly.
She said, well, I'll go over here instead. I'll see Wasp.
Yeah. She was one of the curve girls.
She just heard that they deliver and didn't realize it was an Armored Saint song. She thought it was exactly. DoorDash.
Exactly. All right. Is that all the Pantera?
All the Pantera. Yeah. I mean, there's every song is out there. If people want to see it, it's like 14, 15 songs that they played last night.
Yeah, if you could find one where they're not jumping around with their camera and fucking up the video.
And that's where I got down to these two. These two were good audio and decent video. You know, all the rest of them were just shitty. So that's what we got. So.
All right. Well, in light of the Pantera launching their current tour, mm-hmm. I'll let you pick a Pantera tune.
All right, let's go with Hard Lines and Sunken Cheeks from Far Beyond Driven.
Okay, can do that. All right, well we'll play a few tunes. We'll come back and we'll wrap up the show already. All right. Can you believe it?
Quick one.
It is. Okay, well here it is. It's Pantera exclusively here
on your classic metal show.
Thanks for checking out this episode of The Classic Metal Show. Get all of our episodes uncensored at www.theclassicmetalshow.com. Join us weekly from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. Eastern at www.cmsradio.net. Participate in the live chat room at www.chatandkill.com. Once again, thank you for checking out The Classic Metal Show with Neely and Chris. Hail and kill. Fuck you, pal. And hand job!